This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I've got a gentleman on the phone that I was at this concert with him, although we can't really remember each other being there, I guess, but this is his intro, and we're going to go with a little bit of Rust Roots. My hand to Jim Kautz. Jim, how you doing?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
All right. So, we don't need to get into why you picked Rust of Root. That was a fun time and a great era. And speaking of era, so you were there when I was there, but you were, what was your pledge class year, fall, spring?
Fall of 94, Beta Nu.
Okay. Yep. So, where? What day were you born and in what city?
I was born on March 9th, 1976, in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Park Ridge, Illinois. Where's that in relation to Chicago?
We're from, like, the northwest suburbs of Chicago. So, you know, that's about, Park Ridge is, like, 30 minutes from the city.
Okay.
So it's about where I, you know, that was kind of the biggest hospital around. But I grew up in Mount Prospect, Arlington Heights area.
Nice. So what are you doing now?
I am. I've been well, since graduating from Ball State, I've been a teacher. So I taught junior high, 8th grade English, and coached everything under the sun for 3 years, and then took a position at Palatine High School, pretty big high school here in the area, and have been here since 2004. So.
So what's the position? What are you doing?
I'm an English teacher. So I teach, this year I teach junior English, so a couple sections of that. I teach communication skills to seniors. I teach world literature, and then I teach film class also, too.
Film. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, right on. So in high school, what type of activities, sports and community-based, did you get involved with?
So I played sports my entire life. So big into football and baseball in particular. Played a little bit of basketball, but stopped playing after junior high with that. So my main sport was football. So that was my biggest area of concentration. That was my passion. Played baseball as well, and did that for, you know, since I was in first grade. So that was me as a youngster.
Okay. Now, when you decided to go to Ball State, how would that even get on your radar?
That's a good question. So I was one of those guys. I had a really, really good high school experience, and I just got through with teaching seniors. They have their prom coming up tomorrow, and just kind of thinking about that with them, I kind of feel bad for these kids that are going through the pandemic and having their senior year what it is. But for me, I didn't want to. Like, I had a great high school experience. I loved it. I was really in no rush to get out of high school. But I knew I had to, so I applied to probably 11 different schools, and I found that a lot of the people in my high school, you know, sections of them were going to Illinois State and U of I and Northern Illinois, and, you know, there are just clusters of people that were there, and while I had a really good experience, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to kind of, you know, carve out a new path, and so my stepbrother actually went to Ball State, and I visited him once, and that kind of got on my radar that way. So, that's kind of the way that I ended up over there. And I knew that they had a good teacher college, and I liked it. And I knew one person who was going there, and that was about it. So,
all right. So, who was the first person in the connection to SAE?
You know what? You might have been the first person connection to SAE. So, you remember Rachel Brill?
Yes.
Yep. Kyle, yeah.
Yep.
So Rachel was the one person. She's a year older than me, so she was your age. And so she was the only person on campus who I knew. And
no
then,
way.
I
Rachel's the reason I'm mascot.
Well, oh, yeah, right.
Not really. I mean, I was dating a cheerleader. Rachel was a pom. Rachel lived on the top floor of my dorm my freshman year. And she helped me choreograph my tryouts for Charlie Cardinal. And my idea was doing it in rollerblades, in the suit, with music props and dancing. And halfway through the tryout, which I recorded CNC Music Factory, Snap, I Got the Power, and D-Light Grooves in the Heart on a tape. Halfway through, the tape started getting eaten, and there was 500 people in the stands in the Ball State basketball arena watching the Palms and Cheerleaders try out and mascots for 2.5 hours, and I'm halfway in it. And halfway through my routine, I dive on the floor with a Nerf gun, and the tape goes silent and starts getting eaten. And I go into the windmill and start breakdancing and pop up and start skating and all this stuff. But Rachel was one of my best friends, really. Like, she's great. So, okay. So then, what was the path to SAE? Was for me from that? From her?
No, I mean, I talked to you a little bit about it then, you know, but I knew that I wanted to go through at least the process of rushing. I had a buddy who was at Butler, was a year older than me, and I went and visited him there, and he was a Delt there, and so I went and visited him and, you know, hung out there, and I kind of got at least a little bit of a glimpse as to what it was like. So so I went through the process, and I went to, you know, the different houses. I went to the house next door, and definitely knew it wasn't my, you know, it wasn't my thing. The vibe there wasn't great. And there's some, you know, whatever. I remember going through that rush process, but I remember walking into the barn, and then the dudes were just really good, man. I mean, I found that, and I've heard, listened to several of these before. And yeah, it was, that word diverse is, has been used, and I wouldn't exactly describe it as diverse, but it was, it definitely wasn't, you know, one type of dude that was in there, but they're all good dudes that were there. I felt like cool guys, but not cool guys that were trying to be cool guys.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. So you were beta new. Who was your sweetheart? Who was the sweetheart you remember?
So on my paddle, it was Cheryl Christ, I think. Is that right?
Alpha Chi. Okay, so I think she was an Alpha Chi.
Yeah, so I think she was our first one. Raquel for the, you know, majority of my time there, and then Ginny towards the latter portion of my time at Ball State.
All right.
All good girls.
So at the first, you know, getting brought in as a rushie, brought in as a pledge, going through pledgeship, what's some of those situations that were just hilarious at the beginning that you remember happening?
I remember going over, going for Friday. On Fridays, we had to report there for dinner, and then just being, you know, like mild hazing and being asked to sing and ask questions and serenading the group and having girls come in and having to serenade the girls with my terrible voice, which was detrimental to the whole process. But I remember that a whole lot. You know, I just remember just hanging out, getting to know guys, you know, going through that process when you're pledging of getting cigs, right? You need to have the certain number per week and, kind of just hanging out with the boys.
Well, let's sit on that for a second. Who are some of the older guys that you remember when you were getting their cig, that cig situation really stood out? Who were some of those guys?
Okay, so the easier. So I want to mention some of the guys because I was kind of thinking through. So some of my favorite guys in the house, right? So I already mentioned that you were in there too, but Bodeker, Mike for sure, Earl Wyatt, Brendan Kennedy, Slav, Pellissier, Christian Horvath, Corey Miller, Kramer. These are among some of the guys. John Bell, Yami. All these guys were guys that were, you know, really cool and most of the time. Now Yami could get a little crazy every once in a while, but for the most part he was, you know, he was great. So I remember there were a couple of guys who were, and all those guys were pretty laid back, but I do remember a couple of guys that were that were really hard to get, guys that were really hard on us and yelled at us a whole lot. And you heard horror stories from other people about it too. But man, I can't remember the names too much though of those guys. So, yeah,
it's all good. All right. So what's okay. You pick sports, dances, hanging out at the house.
Uh-huh.
What are some specific stories you remember from those situations?
Okay. So strangely, sports, not too much. I do remember just hanging out at the house playing, beach volleyball in the front a ton, and having a good time with that. So, I'll go with that. I'll go with hanging out. So, one of the things that, I kind of think about a whole lot is hanging out in the garage, kind of going through the house on those days. And then, whoever the guys were that were living out in the garage, that was always a fun crew of guys to hang out with. And so instead of being, up in kind of one of the crammed rooms, going out in the garage and hanging out there, always hospitable guys, a little bit of room to roam out there, which was kind of cool. So that was cool. I remember we started doing, when I was living in the house, and now I have no hair, but back then I had some hair and, I like to trim up for the parties and stuff like that were occurring. So, I had my own clippers and would do that. And then it got to the point where, other guys would be like, hey, could you trim me up on the side, do this stuff. And so I would do that and clean up everything and then go through. And then pretty soon we just started having, this is, my stepbrother, Tim, also, he and I would do this. We would just kind of open up the barbershop, up in the upstairs bathroom and just do haircuts from like 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And we'd charge brothers like $2 for a haircut or something, just, for beer money. And then just kind of hang out, man. And then, we'd be drinking and cutting hair and doing that kind of stuff. And then as the drinks flowed, the haircuts got worse, but times were still good. So, those were some fun times.
What about some party moments? Anything crazy you remember happening at any of the parties?
Yeah, there's usually craziness that was happening at the parties, but, let me see. Oh, you know what name I was thinking of the other day too? Was it was it Kingston, the DJ?
Kingsley.
Is he the one?
Kingsley. The Jamaican, DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. So whenever Kingsley was DJing, it was always going to be a good party. Right. So you knew that for sure. So, that was cool. I like that a lot. I do remember working security as a pledge, and having to do that task, which always kind of sucked because you were, you're trying to, you join a fraternity because you want to go to the parties and do that stuff, and then you end up working it. And I remember something happening and a fight breaking out or whatever, and I went and grabbed somebody by, kind of wrapped my arms around, got them kind of from behind and wrapped my arms around them, carried them out with two hands, and just I felt a whack on my back, and I got a bottle broken over my back. Cut me up good. I probably should have taken stitches, but the end of the night, I had taken, I'd handled the pain, through liquid format, and then went home and went back to my dorm room actually as a freshman, and realized how bad it was. And I just took a bottle of rubbing alcohol and put it down my own back, which was a mistake. So that was good, man. So that was memorable. I still have the scar to this day.
All right, road tripping. What about with the boys outside of the school?
Yeah. So I remember we went to walkout. I think our walkout was to Ohio University, but I'm not positive.
I went there.
So.
I went on that. Talk about it.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. That was great.
So that night, I remember it was kind of a cold night. It was in the fall.
Yep.
And I do remember they had like these big grates, like just off the street, and heat was coming from that. And for whatever reason, thought it would be a good idea to take a little nap there at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
And yeah, so I woke up. So I slept on there in the street. Again, not advice. This is not advice, people, at all. But woke up from that. But I remember that being a really good time. And then I remember back in the day, too, because it wasn't like this in Illinois, but it was in Indiana until, I believe, you would be able to tell me, but a few years ago, where you couldn't get alcohol on
Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. So I remember taking road trips, especially during like Watermelon Bust Week or Homecoming Week or things like that, where you thought you had enough to get through, and then you find yourself, you know, going to Ohio for for beer and alcohol. And traveling with some of the guys, that was kind of cool too. So,
all right. So, how do you think SAE made you prepared for society?
That's a good question. You know what? Here's the deal. My dad passed away when I was young, and I have three sisters, and so I have friends today that are like, you're a wolf who's raised by lambs. So man, like, just the idea of the brotherhood that was there, was something that I was, you know, missing, you know, and just being around guys, like, you know, like being able to bust somebody's balls a little bit and learning how to take that and learning how to give it and having fun with it that way. I think that was an experience that, you know, I kind of missed out on growing up, just in my family and my friend group was just different from the college guys. So, I think that part of it, and, you know, I really took the whole TG thing. That was one of the big selling points for me. Was the true gentleman and the mantra of that. And, you know, having guys that, although they were, you know, unique in their own ways and like doing things, but still kind of had at their core, that belief and that, you know, that value, I thought was something that, you know, I always remember about my fraternity days and my time with SAE and with those guys.
All right. So since SAE, What are some bonding memories you've had with brothers since college?
So, we're 4 hours away, and unfortunately, you know, I haven't had a ton of connections with the guys from college and stuff. That's something I regret, but it just became kind of difficult to do that. I did go out and see my fraternity brother, my pledge brother, Nips, Matt Friedman, when he was out in San Diego. Spent some time with him and did that. I know that I've seen, you know, went to weddings with guys. Went to Steve Dobbs' wedding and hung out with the guys there and stuff too. So I've seen Dondo here and there, but you know. It's been difficult. I've been wanting to come back and wanting to see those guys, but, you know, coaching football here for 20 years, you know, it just becomes any event in the fall is kind of difficult to do. So something I kind of regret is losing track of some of those guys and some of those friendships.
Well, one thing that we're going to try to do in the fall, and that's what part of the money will go to as far as like from fundraising from this is, having like an alumni and active event either back up at school or in Indy and try to get a bunch of the guys to come back. So that's something to kind of look forward to. And you mentioned the volleyball. Basically all the sand is like, there's nothing to stop the sand from getting off the court and it's all over the place. So part of the goal is to get a landscape company to kind of border the whole thing out so it looks better. So by the fall, that'll just be a nicer, eye-appealing thing to the front of our barn at Al.
Yes. Nice.
At school or whatnot.
Nice.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close it out, just in general?
No, man, just, you know, I think that the time there with those guys, it's just, you know, it's time I look back at fondly. I miss the dudes. I miss hanging out with those guys. And I'm glad to see, you know, I'm glad to see successes of guys and hear about that through this format and through social media and things like that. It's pretty cool that all this time later that we got, you know, know, some very successful, good people that I was fortunate enough to spend some time with. So
right, that's what's been cool for me, is to really, you know, hear not just the fun stuff from the past, but really, you know, what they've made of themselves. And at the one that I just did before, I think it was with Mike, he mentioned just how it's, you know, not just nostalgic essentially, but also that, you know, you want to possibly reach back out, reconnect, you know, and
yeah,
you know, build that network, possibly for business or for fun or for whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, listen, Phi Alpha, thank you. Stay on the line, and I'm going to close this one out.
All right, Phi Alpha, brother. Thanks.
Got it.